the Old Testament reading in Scripture this week comes out of Psalm 27. Now, this is the Psalm of David. New Living Translation, hear God's Word. The Lord is in my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord protects me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to destroy me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will know no fear. Even if they attack me, I remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing that I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in His temple. For He will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in His sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At His tabernacle I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. Listen to my pleading, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. Do not hide yourself from me. Do not reject your servant in anger. You have always been my helper. Wow. Verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord protects me from danger, so why should I tremble? Fear of the unknown is like fear of the darkness. We are afraid because we cannot see what is ahead. We worry about more of what we cannot see than what we can see. Amen? Now here the psalmist, however, shows us our real source of courage. We can rest in the knowledge that God will give us the light we need and when we need it. He will also throw light on distant future in which we can see an eternal place of rest and safety. God's care is not always visible to us when we are on that dark path, but ultimately we are His care. And when you are afraid, remember the final destruction toward which God is moving you. Relax, even in the dark, because God will save you forever and ever. Amen.